pilgrims, be joyful and sing. Jesus is coming again.
细说基督教，李四贵牧师主讲。
Coming again, coming again, Jesus is coming again.
Before we begin the study of today's lesson, let us bow our heads and ask for God's blessing.
今天开始研究之前，我们要低头祈求上帝赐福给我们。
我们慈爱的天父上帝，我们相信你是无所不知的神，我们的聪明有限，求主给我们真正的智慧，使我们可以明白你在这个课文里面给我们的教训。愿天父上帝带给每一位听众有喜乐，有盼望。我们这样祈求，都是奉主的圣名，阿们。Turn with us now to the lesson for today, which is lesson 52.
请翻开你的课本到第五十二课。
Lesson 52.
第五十二课。
Lessons 1 to 48 are in book 1.
第一到四十八课是在第一册里头。
Beginning with lesson 49, we find the lessons in the second book.
从第49课开始，就是在第二册里头了。
And there are 100 lessons in all to study.
两册一共有100课。
The subject of lesson 52 is More Parables of the Kingdom.
第52课的题目是论到天国的其他比喻。
A parable is an earthly story,With a heavenly meaning.
所谓比喻呢，就是一种属世的故事，而它具有属天的含义。
A number of these parables are recorded in Matthew 3:13.
有些这样的比喻是记载在马太福音第13章里头。
We will study several of these briefly today.
今天我们要概要的研究几个比喻。
Number one,
第一个
the wheat and the tares,
麦子和稗子的比喻。
The kingdom of heaven may be compared to a man who sowed good seed in his field.
天国好像人撒好种在田里。
But while men were sleeping,
即至人睡觉的时候，
His enemy came,
有仇敌来,
and sowed weeds among the wheat,
将稗子撒在麦子里,
and went away.
就走了。
So when the plants came up and bore grain,
到长苗吐穗的时候,
then the weeds appeared also.
麦子也显出来。
And the servants of the householder came.
田主的仆人就来了
and said to him,
就对他说
Sir,
主啊
did you not sow good seed in your field?
你岂不是撒的好种在你的田里头呢
How then has it weeds?
那些个稗从什么地方来的呢
He said to them,
他说
An enemy has done this.
这是仇敌做的。
The servant said to him,
仆人就对他说
Then do you want us to go and gather them?
你要我们去把他们收集在一起吗?
But he said,
他说,
No,
不是,
lest in gathering the weeds,
你们再去拔这个稗子的时候,
you root up the wheat along with them,
就会把麦子也一同拔出来了。
Let both grow together until the harvest.
让他们一起生长直到收割的时候。
And at harvest time,
在收割的时候,
I will tell the reapers,
我会对收割的人说,
gather the weeds first,
先把稗子 收起来。
And bind them in bundles to be burned.
把他们捆成捆，把他们烧掉。
But gather the wheat into my barn.
但是却要把麦放在我的仓里。
That's Matthew 13:24-30.
这是马太13:24-30.
Later, Jesus' disciples asked him to explain this parable to them.
后来耶稣的门徒就请他向他们解释这个比喻。
His explanation is to be found in verses 37-43.
他的解释是记载在37-43.
He who sows the good seed is the Son of Man.
说是那撒好种的就是人子。
The field is the world.
田地就是世界。
And the good seed means the sons of the kingdom.
好种就是天国之子。
The weeds are the sons of the evil one.
败子就是那恶者之子。
And the enemy who sowed them is the devil.
撒败子的仇敌就是魔鬼。
The harvest is the close of the age.
收割的时候就是世界的末了。
And the reapers are angels.
收割的人就是天使。
Just as the weeds are gathered and burned with fire,
正像把这些个败子收集起来然后用火焚烧。
So will it be at the close of the age.
到了世界的末了也是要这样。
The Son of Man will send his angels.
人子要差遣他的天使。
And they will gather out of his kingdom.
他们要去收集。
Gather out of his kingdom all causes of sin.
将那些个一切叫人跌倒的。
And evildoers.
作恶的。
And throw them into the furnace of fire.
把这些人挑出来然后丢在火炉里。
There, men will weep and gnash their teeth.
在那里必要哀哭切齿了。
Then the righteous will shine like the sun.
那时候义人将要发出光来好像太阳一样。
In the kingdom of their father.
在他们父的国里。
He who has ears, let him hear.
凡是有耳的就应当听。
Two, a mustard seed.
第二就是芥菜种的比喻。
It's found in Matthew 13:31-32.
这是记载在马太13:31-32里头。
Jesus foresaw the future growth of Christianity.
耶稣已经预先看见基督教将来所要有的发展。
He told them the kingdom of heaven was like a mustard seed.
他就告诉他们说天国好像一个芥菜种。
Which a man planted.
是一个人所撒的。
Though the seed was the smallest among seeds.
虽然这种子原是种子中最小的一种。
When it was grown into a plant.
但是当它长大的时候。
It was among the largest.
却是属于最大的一种。
Big enough for birds to nest in its branches.
大的能让飞鸟来住在它的枝上。
This may also illustrate the faith of a believer.
这也可以说明信徒的信心。
When a man first finds Christ,
一个人刚发现基督的时候，
His faith may be very small indeed.
他的信心一定是很小的。
But by exercise,
但是借着运用或者练习，
This faith will grow.
这种信心就会长大。
And bless himself and others.
使他自己和别人都能得着福气。
Three.
第三个。
Leaven.
就是面笑。
The parable of the leaven is found in verse 33 of Matthew 13.
这是记载在马太13:33.
In this parable, a woman put some leaven or yeast into 3 measures of meal.
在这个比喻里头提到一个妇人把面笑放在三斗面里头。
Or flour. The entire lump of dough became leavened.
整个面团都发起来了。
This illustrates the work of Christ's grace in the heart.
这就说明基督的恩典在人心里面所有的工作。
The meal did not leaven itself.
面不是自己发起来的。
The yeast came from the outside.
面酵是从外面来的。
Even so, it is not in man to change himself.
同样的，人不能改变他自己。
It is of God's grace, implanted in the heart of a believer.
乃是上帝的恩典栽种在信徒的心里。
Which works the marvelous change.
而造成这种奇妙的改变。
The yeast in the meal is not something man can see.
这个面里的酵不是人眼所能看见的。
But it changes the entire lump of dough.
但是它却能改变整块的面团。
For,
第四
hidden treasure.
隐藏的宝贝。
Matthew 13:44.
马太13:44节。
In a field,A man discovered a hidden treasure.
有一个人在一块田里头发现了一些隐藏的宝贝。
He went home.
他就回去了。
And sold everything he had.
他把他所有的都卖掉。
In order to buy that field.
为的是要买这块地。
The man may have paid what seemed to his neighbor a high price.
这个人所付的价在邻居看来也许是一个很高的价格。
For a poor piece of land.
这块土地看起来是很贫的。
But they did not know its true worth, as did the man buying it.
但是这些人并不像那位买田的人已经认清它的真正价值。
In the teachings of Christ,
在基督的教训里头
are to be found the heavenly treasure.
能够发现天上的宝贝。
Eternal life.
也就是永远的生命。
Those who see its worth.
凡是认清它的价值的人。
Are willing to give up all.
都宁愿舍弃他们所有的。
In this life.
就是今生的一切。
To obtain it.
为的是要得到这个财宝。
Others may think them mad.
也许有人觉得他们是疯狂了。
Yet they are really wise.And far-sighted.
但是他们才是真正聪明有远见的。
Five.
第五。
The pearl of great price.
重价的珠子。
Let us read this parable from the Bible.
我们来念圣经里面所记载的这个比喻。
Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant.
说天国好像是一个商人
in search of fine pearls
寻找好珠子
who on finding one pearl of great value
遇见了一颗重价的珠子
went and sold all that he had and bought it
去变卖了他一切所有的买了这颗珠子
Christ himself is the pearl of great price
基督他就是这个重价的珠子
pure
一个纯洁的
white
白净的
without stain or defect
是没有瑕疵和斑点的
he is without flaw
他是没有破损的
all that can satisfy the needs and longings of the human soul
凡是能够满足人的希望和人心灵中的渴望
For this world and for the world to come
不论是今生或是来生的
is found in Christ
都能在基督里面找到
In comparison with our Redeemer
与我们的救赎主做一个比较
All things else may be accounted loss
其他所有的事情所有的东西都是没有价值的
The merchant represents those who are sincerely seeking for truth.
那个买卖人就是代表那些真心寻求真理的人。
In all nations, there are earnest and thoughtful men.
在所有的国家里面都有诚恳的、有见识的人。
Seeking in literature.
在文学里头
science,
科学
philosophy,
哲学
and religion,
或是在宗教中寻求
for that which will really satisfy their soul's need.
寻求那真正能够满足他们心灵需要的事情。
When at last Jesus is revealed to them.
到了最后也向他们显示了耶稣。
They will know that they have at last found the pearl among pearls.
他们就知道他们已经找到了珠子中的珠子，是最贵重的珠子。
The greatest treasure a man can possess.
乃是人所能够有的至大的财宝。
The parable says,
这个比喻说
that the purchaser
那个买的人
sold all that he had
变卖了他一切所有的
to obtain the treasure
为要得着这个财宝。
Yet salvation is free.
但是救恩却是免费的。
A gift.
是一个恩赐礼物。
True, though salvation is free.
虽然救恩是免费的。
In order to receive it.
为了要得到它。
The seeker must be willing to forsake all.
那个寻求的人必须要乐意放弃其他一切所有的。
Friend, any price you may be called upon to pay for Christ will be worth it.
朋友，你为了要得到基督而可能付出的任何代价都是值得的。
Our vocabulary words to lesson 52 are 5-6 in number.
第五十二课的生字一共是六个。
Number one is furnace.
第一个是火炉。
Furnace. Two, gnash.
切齿。
G is silent. Gnash. Three, lump.
团。
Lump. Four, dough.
面团。
Dough. Five, treasure.
财宝。
Treasure. Six, comparison.
比较。
Comparison. We'll read the lesson 52 over in English.
我们把五十二课用英文再念一遍。
A parable is an earthly story with a heavenly meaning.A number of these parables are recorded in Matthew 13. We will study several of these briefly today. 1. The wheat and the tares. The kingdom of heaven may be compared to a man who sowed good seed in his field. But while men were sleeping, his enemy came and sowed weeds among the wheat and went away.So when the plants came up and bore grain, then the weeds appeared also. And the servants of the householder came and said to him, Sir, did you not sow good seed in your field? How then has it weeds? He said to them, An enemy has done this. The servants said to him, Then do you want us to go and gather them? But he said, No.Lest in gathering the weeds, you root up the wheat along with them. Let both grow together until the harvest. And at harvest time, I will tell the reapers, gather the weeds first and bind them in bundles to be burned, but gather the wheat into my barn. Later, Jesus' disciples asked him to explain this parable to them.His explanation is to be found in verses 37 to 43. He who sows the good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world, and the good seed means the sons of the kingdom. The weeds are the sons of the evil one, and the enemy who sowed them is the devil. The harvest is the close of the age, and the reapers are angels. Just as the weeds are gathered and burned with fire, so will it be at the close of the age. The Son of Man will send his angels, and they will gather out of his kingdom all causes of sin and all evildoers, and throw them into the furnace of fire. There men will weep and gnash their teeth. Then the righteous will shine like the sun in the kingdom of their Father. He who has ears, let him hear. 2. A mustard seed. Jesus foresaw the future growth of Christianity. He told them the kingdom of heaven was like a mustard seed which a man planted. Though the seed was the smallest among seeds, when it was grown into a plant, it was among the largest, big enough for birds to nest in its branches. This may also illustrate the faith of a believer. When a man first finds Christ, his faith may be very small indeed, but by exercise, this faith will grow and bless himself and others. 3. Leaven. See verses 33. In this parable, a woman put some leaven or yeast into 3 measures of meal, flour. The entire lump of dough became leavened. This illustrates the work of Christ's grace on the heart. The meal did not leaven itself. The yeast came from the outside. Even so, it is not in man to change himself. It is of God's grace, implanted in the heart of a believer, which works the marvelous change. The yeast in the meal is not something man can see, but it changes the entire lump of dough. 4. Hidden treasure. Matthew 13:44. In a field, a man discovered a hidden treasure. He went home and sold everything he had in order to buy that field. The man may have paid what seemed to his neighbor a high price for a poor piece of land, but they did not know its true worth, as did the man buying it. In the teachings of Christ are to be found the heavenly treasure, eternal life. Those who seek its worth are willing to give up all in this life to obtain it. Others may think them mad, yet they are really wise and farsighted. 5. The pearl of great price. Let us read this parable from the Bible. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant in search of fine pearls, who, on finding one pearl of great value, went and sold all that he had and bought it. Christ himself is the pearl of great price, pure, white, without stain or defect. He is without flaw, all that can satisfy the needs and longings of the human soul. For this world and for the world to come is found in Christ. In comparison with our Redeemer, all things else may be accounted loss. The merchant represents those who are sincerely seeking for truth. In all nations, there are earnest and thoughtful men seeking in literature, science, philosophy, and religion for that which will really satisfy their soul's need. When at last Jesus is revealed to them, they will know that they have at last found the pearl among pearls, the greatest treasure a man can possess. The parable says that the purchaser sold all that he had to obtain the treasure, yet salvation is free, a gift. True, though salvation is free, in order to receive it, the seeker must be willing to forsake all. Friend, any price you may be called upon to pay for Christ will be worth it. We thank God for the pearl of great price.
我们要为这个重价的珠子而感谢上帝。
And we thank our Savior for giving us these parables of His kingdom.
我们也感谢救主将这些个论到天国的比喻告诉我们。
I'm sure it helps you to better understand what the kingdom of heaven is like.
我相信这些比喻一定会能帮助你，使你了解天国到底是怎么样。
And I pray that this will strengthen your faith.
我祈求上帝，这些个比喻能够增强你的信心。
That you will hold out your hand to Christ and say,
你能够向救主基督伸出手来这样说
Lord, give me the pearl of great price.
主啊，求你把这重价的珠子赐给我。
May God be with you each one until the next